Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Another late show. Just got in and I'm totally unprepared. Not that I'm ever prepared for my show, but I'm here and the lines are open if you want to join me. 347-826-7667. And I'm just kicking it here. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. Shouts out ATM Be Cool, George Orwell, Guest 41, and Wilsey Pie? Yeah, you're right, George Orwell. Those glory holes don't service themselves. Yeah, man, it's been a fucking hectic couple of weeks for me. I've been working my ass off. And, the only solace I have in life is this late night little taco stand of a BTR show that I call Disorderly Conduct. And lines, wide open lines, your calls take priority. We can talk about whatever is on your mind. And shouts out to Buck Styles and Cosmo Brockington for joining me as well.
Good times. I got to get my shit together here. I'm sure there's plenty of shit for me to talk about. I just got to figure out what it is exactly. And so what I think I'll do is I'll take a quick little break and play. You know, I really miss Ghost, man. Ghost, it's been a week since Ghost has been around, has done a show, dude. He's like totally dropped off the face of the internet. And I'm a little bit concerned. I don't know what to make of it. But in honor of Ghost not being here anymore on the internet and BTR, I'm going to take a little break and play you a classic clip of me hanging out on Ghost's show. One of the last times that I ever hung out on the Ghost program or ever called into the Ghost program was right after the Joplin, Missouri whole situation that went down over there with the tornado that tore up like half the city. And I called into Ghost Show to give him my ideas on how to help these folks. And this goes out to you, Ghost, man. I fucking miss you, dude. Check this out. It's a little old clip of me hanging out on Ghost program. And I'll be right back with your calls, 347-826-7667.
Let's see. Who else we got going on over here? We got, I think we had Vince in the Bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
yeah, I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as you know, peeps are, you know, providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So, what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri. You said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, these people are in dire need of, even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado, they're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like, a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level, you know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a blog talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Oh, 420, that doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. It these guys, their studio was not hit by the tornado directly. But they
that's good to know that their stash is remaining intact.
See,
we're happy about it.
That's the thing, though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supplies. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, you know, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Hold on. Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you weren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey, baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh, man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, I can't do this. Get him off, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest, for Christ's sake. It's been disgusting. what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy and the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, God, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
What up, Philly Negro?
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slump troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Did you? Where's one of us?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Motherfucking Jaya. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Back in the house. Doing it disorderly conduct styly for another 2 hours. I'm your audio erotic host once again. And boy, the latest episode in this Bayview shooting, San Francisco Police Department shooting, is unfolded today. Today, in the Bayview district at the Opera House down there. I don't even know what the... I should find a goddamn news article. But I watched it on TV. They were playing it on the local news channel here. And they had the police chief of the San Francisco Police Department. Held a press conference, or no, a town hall meeting. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was supposed to be like a town hall meeting, some sort of dialogue between the police department and the community. And they had it in the Bayview district. It was and the press was there. Tons of press was there. And basically the police commissioner, the police chief of San Francisco, got up there and they had a microphone set up and PA. And he got up there and said his little spiel, and about halfway into it, people just started yelling at him, booing him, everything he said, just booing him, yelling at him, basically booed him off the stage. They just heckled him and booed him off stage. So he's just like, fine, I won't talk. And then the community members got a hold of the mic and just started passing it around and just going off on shit. And it just kind of like just turned into a complete train wreck. But yeah, I was not impressed with the police chief at all. Not a very charismatic guy. Definitely doesn't have public relations skills. I got to figure out his name. What the hell is this guy's name? Greg Sir, community meeting at the Bayview Opera House. Yeah, it was a joke. Total joke.
That guy, Greg Surher, I don't even know how the fuck you say that, S-U-H-R, Greg Surher. Dude, not a very articulate individual. Not the guy you want as the mouthpiece of the San Francisco Police Department. Oh, my God, what a disgrace. If you want to talk about the facts, that's one thing. But if you want to talk about the PR battle, the public opinion battle, the San Francisco Police Department are losing big time. It's a joke. They're making a mockery of themselves. I see we got Fat Red Dragon in the building. Vincent the Gay. Oh, Kingdom Here is here. My good friend Kingdom Here from tuning in from all the way from Singapore. How do you fucking like that, people? I got my homegirl, Kingdom Here, tuning in from goddamn Singapore. Shouts out to her. Let's bring on Blunts No Joints. What's up, Blunts?
What's up, Vince?
Not much, dude.
Yo, I just want to congratulate you on that epic troll win. That was good. I got a lot of laughs out of that.
Oh, okay, there's a lot more where that came from, bro.
That was great. He was so pissed off.
That's Ghost, man. You ever heard? Have you ever listened to Ghost's show?
No, I haven't.
Oh man, it's a shame. He hasn't done a show in a week. It's criminal. He's I think he got trolled off the internet. He got trolled ultra hard by summer fags from B. And like, seriously, it got to the point where he had like 15,000 live listeners once, all from B.
Jesus, that's insane.
And they just all prank. They're all like 12 to 20 year old kids. So just prank call him and just say ninger, 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 ninger. Or they've gotten past that. They've graduated to new memes. What's great though is this guy Ghost, he creates his own memes. And the kids, you know, they pick him up and like he calls himself the true capitalist and he sort of like think of like Stephen Colbert, but this guy's like a Texas down home Texas.
You know, I kind of think Stephen Colbert
with,
is being sarcastic about I don't know.
I think he's I think Stephen Colbert genuinely has conservative values. I think he just takes it to an extreme. And obviously he's just satirizing and lampooning what's already out there. He's admitted in interviews that he's essentially going for like a cross between Lou Dobbs and what's his name, O'Reilly, and a couple of other people. But at the same time, he grew up in the South. You know, I'm sure he had plenty of staunch conservative family members. And he's probably channeling a lot of shit, but he has to on some level believe some of the shit because he's always in character. When he's always in character, he's got sharp retorts, and that shit's not really edited. Like, I mean, it's edited for time, but his comebacks are genuinely on the fly, dude. Like, seriously.
Oh yeah.
He's an improv master. He does it in character. It's amazing.
Yeah,
he really
his
is.
Interviews amazing. Or something else.
And Ghost is the same. That's what I love about Ghost. Ghost is the same way. He's a character. He's totally a character. But I think he's just like a perversion of the real guy. And he's probably he's probably doing the same thing. Ghost is probably like channeling his. I bet you he's channeling his dad or maybe an uncle or somebody like that. But he's brilliant. He's got it down. And he knows he's an old fag. He knows all. He's obviously some sort of IT professional or something, because he knows the ins and outs. He would talk about. I mean, now he's the true capitalist. So he would come on and just talk about the markets, and then talk about different news topics. But originally he was the true conservative, and then I don't know. He decided that conservatives had such a bad name that he couldn't even use it anymore. So he's just like, fuck it, I don't care about politics. I'm just a capitalist, baby, just making money. And that's his thing now. He's all about capitalizing. And he's great, man. He's very well read. He knows his history. He knows his shit. And he's on the ball. He does it all in character.
and he knows all the memes, and he creates his own fucking memes, and the kids, you know, latch onto it and just take the ball and run. It's out of control, man. He's like, he's got a fucking gold mine going on, but I don't know. I think he got sick of it, though, because in the last couple of weeks, or last, like, month, he would normally get maybe, like, 1,000 listeners a show. And, you know, half of them trolls, half of them probably, you know, or maybe two-thirds trolls, a third legit listeners. And it was solid, and, you know, it was good. And once the summer hit, he started getting raided, like, on the daily, and to the point where it's like, I wouldn't even call them raids anymore. That's just, like, his regular listeners now.
Well, he's a troll magnet. I mean,
he's a total troll magnet. Oh, he feeds the trolls better than anybody. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's got a gift. He's really, really amazing.
He has a gift. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, let's take the... Oh, hey, Kishu's here. What's up, Kishu? What's going on? Kishu, are you there? All right, Kishu is not there. All right, let's go. Caller from area code 662, you're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Vincent the Bay? This is your man, Improv.
Improv.
Oh, yeah. What's been going on, man?
Dude, nothing, bro. Have you called into the show before?
It's the Living Impersonator.
Oh, no shit. Wait, remind me. Who do you impersonate?
I'm the guy I do the Bernie Mac. I do the Forrest Gump. I do Carl from Sling Blade.
Do Forrest Gump.
One day, I went to go see Jenny. Jenny said, Forrest, I said, what? I got to running.
Shouts out to Fat Red Dragon in the building. Hey, Fat Red Dragon, I'd love for you to call in if you can, because I know you just... Fat Red Dragon's in Houston, Texas right now, and he is there. He was there for some big party that Gary and his show were doing. So I've been waiting for him to give me a report on that. I think it's a perfect time to do it, FRD. Plus, you haven't called in a long, long time, dude. You're due, I think. He's actually not in the Eastern time zone right now, I believe.
So what's y'all topic tonight? What y'all just chilling out?
Yeah, just kicking it. This show has kind of devolved into just a hangout show, talking about whatever. Like, I'll talk, obviously, it's caller-based, so whatever the callers want to talk about, that takes priority. But in lieu of that, I am just fucking freestyling off the top of the dome.
Is this California?
This is California, yeah, the Bay Area, mm-hmm. San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. Where are you calling out of? I forgot.
Calling out of Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. I love these Shreveport women. There's some good-looking women out there in Shreveport.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good-looking women, man.
Man, I haven't been there in a long time, but I have been to New Orleans. I was in New Orleans, 2007, 2008, New Year's. One of the best New Year's I think I've ever had in my entire life, easily, yeah. It's awesome. Saw Galactic at Tipitina's. That was badass. Let's take this caller here, Ari. Oh, wait, before we take this caller, impersonator, I want you to do, can you do Eddie Murphy?
No, Eddie Murphy.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby?
No, Bill Cosby.
All right, what else do you got? Somebody new.
Stallone, Sanford.
Wait, Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
Fred Sanford? Oh, my God. Okay, you gotta, in this Fred Sanford voice, you got to say, welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Welcome to Junkyard America, baby. Okay. I want you to welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
No, say you got to get with some feeling, bro. You got to be like, yo, say it like that. Say it in the Fred Sanford voice, but say it as if you're Barack Obama. Say, hey, it's Barack Obama. welcome to Junkyard America, baby. But in Fred Sanford's
Barack
voice.
Obama.
Yeah, you gotta say, hey, it's Brock. There's a reason why you're doing this. Trust me, it'll make sense later.
This is Barack. Okay,
this is Barack Obama. Welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
This is a President Barack Obama. Welcome to Junkyard, baby.
Junkyard America. Now, just in the Fred Sanford voice, though, just say welcome to Junkyard America as Fred Sanford. That's all that matters.
Welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about right there. Perfect. I'm gonna sample that and send that to Ghost. And if he doesn't respond to that, then he's dead. All right.
All right.
It's an inside thing. Trust me, dude. We were just talking about my homie Ghost, and he does this thing where he satirizes Barack Obama by playing the Sanford and Son theme music, and he'll just be like, "Welcome to Junkyard America, baby," because that's what we turned it into, you know. Because he's a character. You just gotta he's like your crazy uncle on the internet.
Yeah.
That's really smart, but kind of
bigoted. I want to welcome everybody to Junkyard America, baby.
Yeah. That's fucking perfect. I love it. Let's go to area code 207. You're on the air with Fred Sanford. What's up?
What's going on, Vince? It's FRD, man. How you been?
Oh, I'm you know how it is, dude. Just always holding it down here late night, just bullshitting, pulling shit out of my ass, you know, and getting pranked by Warthog 117 who's waiting in the wings to fucking soundboard me. Do you have your soundboard fucking linked up here, FRD?
No, man, I'm on my cell right now, and my studio is packed up, but it's downstairs.
All right, no, it's all good. We got to get you back. Well, it's all good. We'll have plenty of opportunities in the future. I got this new dude, Warthog 117, who calls in every night playing some just esoteric soundboards that I have no idea what they are or where the hell they came from, but people seem to, you know, catch the references. So
we'll see if we can undo them sometime then.
Yeah, but that aside, this is Fat Red Dragon. He's a good friend of the show. He's a broadcaster here on BTR in his own right. He's part of the Gary Show, the 420 Grindhouse, and various other incarnations of BTR awesomeness. And he's here calling in from Houston, Texas, right?
Houston, Texas, baby. Yes, sir.
And you're
hot as hell down here.
And you were down there with Gary to do the show, and you guys were doing some party. Tell us about that. What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah, well, it was last Saturday, and we had a party. It's a little bar called Concert Pub North. It's on the intersection of 1960 and Kirkendall down here in Houston, Texas. And what we do is we have this magazine called No Cover Magazine, and basically we highlight unsigned bands, local bands, indie bands, shit like that. And we had a bunch of them come out and play. It was a major party, fucking massive party. Everybody got drunk, had a good time. Chicks were dancing on tables and shit. But yeah, it couldn't have been better, man.
MTS, I'm sorry. I'm Victoria, Texas.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're on with Fred Sanford, by the way. Although that kind of sounds like Muhammad Ali or something. But can we have Fred? How about you just be Fred Sanford for the entire time? Is that cool?
I believe I can do that.
And every once in a while, just remind us that we're in Junkyard America, baby. And we're set. And then if you want
right.
to, obviously, if you want to ad-lib some shit, just go buck wild. But just throw in some fucking Junkyard Americas and I'll be happy. Good time. So, FRD, you went to this party.
Yep.
And did you get, and what went down exactly? What this magazine, what is this magazine exactly, and why should I care?
You should care if you're into music. I mean, I don't know if you are or not, but if you are, then and you want to find out about up-and-coming bands and shit that aren't signed yet, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get talented musicians out there in front of record labels and in front of venues and try to sell tickets to that shit.
Excellento.
Yeah, man. Just bringing people up with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what about what's going on with the Gary Show? What, tell us really quick when we can catch you on the Gary Show.
We're on basically most Sundays through Thursdays, and 6 to 8 or 9 Central Time. So, yeah, we usually have musical guests and shit like that. We do little interviews, and then when we don't, we fuck around and try to be funny, but usually we fail. But I mean, our listeners love us, so you know, it's like your loyal fan base you got, man.
Yeah.
We do our best, but you know, we bring in a lot of cool bands. The next guy that I have coming up, his name is Labba. That's LABBA. You can find him on iTunes with his new album Drugs and Roll. Hip hop artist out of Brooklyn, New York, and a friend of mine. We'll be bringing him on very soon, so look out for that up in the future.
That's what's up. FRD, Fat Red Dragon, in the building. I got to get you called back into the show one of these days soon when you got your studio up and running, because you have to challenge this Warthog 117 dude to a soundboard battle, bro. Because I know you can fucking
no idea what he's up against.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this you're built for this, dude. These guys call in every night. There's like, it's usually Warthog 17 is sort of the reigning champion. He just kind of like just is hanging loose, and people come through and challenge him. There's this one guy that Wheatley something or other. He's pretty good. And there's just a couple. They're all Skype, obviously, all Skypers, and they have very 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 colorful names.
Yeah. Well, hey, my name is Fat Red Dragon, and I'll take all challengers, motherfucker. I'll beat your asses down.
All right. Let's see here. Let's give you a preview of what you're in for. This is Warthog. This is Warthog 117 who's up right now. Go ahead, Warthog. What's going on?
I hate to keep tooting my own horn here, but beep, beep.
Yeah, it's just a ghost beep, soundboard. Beep, she's doing a ghost beep, soundboard.
Beep. I believe that the Fat Red Dragon, I put two across his lips.
That's right. Sanford fucking saying it how it is. Apparently we have
I need to talk to you about your Forrest Gump impression. It's not very good. They sent me to Vietnam. It's this whole other country.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I'm going to tell you one.
Just Fred Sanford, please. Do you mind? Kishu, you're back on. What's up? Or you're here for once. What? Hello? Kishu? Going once.
Hi.
Are you there this time? Hi. Good. Hello.
You know,
what's going on?
I'm not going to lie. You've been kind of mean to me on the show lately, and I love you, and you're great, but I'm going to call into Goose's show and have some fun.
Ouch.
Because you're mean to me. You just, I mean, you hang up on me all the time. You mute me. You don't bring me on when I want to be on. You know, you're a dick. You know, we used to have a great relationship on the show, and then you killed it.
Okay.
Oh, mess. I'm just kidding. I'm just eating chips and a sandwich, and I'm not going anywhere. I love you, baby buns.
What do you...
Your reaction was so win. Oh, God. Anyways, you didn't talk to me all day. Are you
dude,
okay?
I'm... All right, I was working all day, Kishu. I was servicing glory holes. What were you doing all day?
Like, text message or something.
What were you doing all day?
I took the kids to the zoo.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's what I did. It was fun.
What sort of animals did you see?
We saw lots of animals. I don't know, zoo animals. Put some giraffes. That was the exciting part of it. What? Oh, God. These douchebags.
Anywho, I'm here with Blunt Snow Joints, Kishu,
yeah,
and
Fat
Red Dragon, and who else is this that we have? I forgot. 662 is
Improv.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fred Sanford's here. That's right. Fred Sanford. Yeah. And
across America. What is it?
I'm sorry.
What is the slogan?
Oh, welcome to Junkyard America.
Welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Oh, I love it, dude. Ghost would approve.
All right, let's go to this call. 571, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, baby.
Oh, hello. It's a lady.
I was driving through, I think it was Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I heard a local radio talk show host, liberal. He sounded just like you.
That's interesting.
Mama said they was my magic shoes.
What name did he go by?
You know, I couldn't catch it, because I was driving through, so I couldn't catch it. But I was like, man, that's Vince in the Bay. That's my baby.
Except in Albuquerque. Built Vincent the Kirk.
Vincent the Kirk. I love it. Doesn't quite have the same ring to it. But maybe more appropriate. You could play off that really well, you know. Vince is the jerk.
How about Vince and the derp?
Vince has a burp.
I want to welcome everybody to Backyard America. It's a big one.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I'm tired, to be honest. I've had a very long week, a lot of long, strenuous days servicing glory holes, and I probably need to just take a night off. But I'm so fucking goddamn addicted to Blog Talk Radio, I just can't stay away. So I
tell you, it has been a little bit of an addiction loss. Of being off of BTR, I can call in, but I can't see a chat. I can't go off on people.
Probably ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss, honey. You don't want to see what's in there. First of all, I can't read it because it's all in pink. My eyes are I'm colorblind. I can't register the pink. So.
Well, at least the voice is still good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So
oh wait,
I bypass you.
Okay. What? Fine. Go ahead. Fine. You bypassed.
No, I bypassed
Why?
You.
Why?
I didn't stop you and see you in San Francisco.
Oh, you bitch.
I was not getting good vibes from you.
You whore.
But I have to come down there
I've
and I want to.
Nonstop. I don't know how I would have seen you because I honestly have been working so goddamn much. I know I would have maybe been able to have had coffee or something for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and don't fucking talk shit about me, you being tired. This is my 16th day on the road. 12 hours a day on the road. I've run into more shit. It's been 113 degree minimum.
16
you
days,
know,
12 hours a day. Are you doing loops across the country? What the hell are you doing?
I literally am. I had a month to take my kids to see the country. They've been all up the West Coast and all up the East Coast, but they hadn't seen the middle of the country. So. I took them to places that most people have never been. We spent 6 days deep in Appalachia to start with, and then did the far southern route, and spent several days in Nashville, which is an absolute blast.
Woo woo, Nashville! Nashville
oh my god!
Where did you go in
so
Nashville?
So freaking fun. Well, I told him that on one leg of the trip, we would stay in a really nice hotel.
Oh, you were with your kids. Okay.
Yeah, I've got my three boys. It's me and my three boys, 8, 9, 11.
Well, you can't have near as much fun with
10,
three kids.
9, 10, 11.
You don't even know your own kids' ages?
Well, they just had their birthdays for crying out loud. I don't know.
You're just guessing.
That one looks like he's about nine.
Hey, Melissa, did you call in last night and just like pass out or what? Because you were on the line.
Last night?
All night.
Yeah,
you were on the line all night and there's no noise.
I know. I literally went to my car I got to my hotel so late, and I put my kids asleep, and the car was parked right in front of the, you know, hotel room door. So I came out, and I came on the show, and I pressed 1 to be on the show, and I heard the long intro, and I was going to make fun of how long your freaking intro was, and then you finally came on the air, and it's the last thing I remember. And I woke up 4 hours later in my car.
Nice. That's freaking awesome.
With the phone still on Vince in the Bay. I was so fucking tired, I couldn't even tell you. But I finally got some good rest and feeling pretty good right now, actually. And I'm almost to the Oregon border. I'm about an hour from the Oregon border. So it's only going to take me about 5 hours to get home. I just have to pass a huge mountain pass, if you've ever heard of Mount Shasta. I'm going to take the kids to that. Still has snow on it. So they're going to be freaked out seeing snow in
July.
Wait,
so what did you do in Nashville?
Oh, my God, it was so fun. I met Vince Gill.
Did you give him a blowjob?
Wait, you.
I tried.
You met Vince in the Ville.
But, Vince in the Gill. No, it was so much fun. The two people, one from the East Coast, one from the Nashville, told me I had to go to this concert at this tiny little dive, and I was so tired. So I put my kids to bed. It's called the Station Inn. And very famous in Nashville. If you know Nashville at all,
it's
very
a great
famous
place.
And so it was like the best studio musicians, like with no one had less than 30 years experience in the studio backing up the most famous.
There's a lot of good places like that around Nashville. Love it.
Right. 11 guys on the stage. And there was a long line to get in. It hadn't even started yet. A long line to get in. So I just waited about 10, 15 minutes. I said, fuck this. So I walked to the bouncer. I said, look, I'm with the media. I'm supposed to cover this concert. I said, the line's too long. I've got a deadline. I got to get in and at least cover the first set. Oh, no problem. No problem. So
you're
get in.
Fucking cheater. I'm always there waiting in line for 30 fucking minutes. Now I'm just going to tell them I'm with the media. I'm going to tell them I know
you.
You
lose.
Yeah, man, just print you up a little fake press pass and laminate that shit. You're in like Flint. Come on.
That's right. I always tell my kids, every problem has a solution. It may not be what you think it is, but solve it.
You encourage your kids to cheat their way through life.
I do not encourage them to cheat.
I like that.
I never encourage them to cheat. I encourage them to solve the problem appropriately. And I am with the media. I have a radio talk show host. I'm a radio talk show host. And in fact, I already got the musicians on the show. So I'm trying to get Vince Gill on the show now. But it started off with 11 musicians, and I have never heard 11 musicians so tight in my life play on stage like that.
Tight, you
and
mean
Vince
they
Gill,
were, they, there was a lot of cohesion. They played together well.
Oh, my God, they were so good. They didn't miss a note, a beat.
You know what they were called?
Change. Well, they're not an official band together. What they are is just a bunch of they were all men that were that have been in the business for over 30 years, and they're mainly studio musicians and musicians that play backup on, you know, concert tours to the big guys. But they're considered like the best in the business. So if someone wants to record a country or a country rock music, and they can go anything from completely traditional country all the way to pop rock, country, Carrie Underwood kind of stuff. These are the guys that they want to hire. So my friends are saying, you've got to hear them. And so I did. And then it just in the middle of the first set, and I'm on the side of the stage in this tiny place next to the stage door. All of a sudden, in the middle of the first set, this guy just walks in from side stage door, goes in, sits down as they're playing, picks up a guitar, you know, makes no notice of himself at all, and just jumps in and plays with him as if he's been playing with him for 30 years. Doesn't miss a beat. I'm like,
yeah, there's a
fucking Vince Gill.
There's, oh, was that him?
Fucking Vince Gill. Yeah, so at the break of the first set, I go over and I introduce myself and talk about the radio show and that I've already entered because we spent a couple of days there, so I already had, you know, some musicians, up-and-coming musicians on my radio show and talked about it. And he goes, well, sit at my VIP table. So then, for the next three sets, I got to sit front and center, literally 3 feet from Vince Gill.
Have you ever heard the expression long story short? Right. Holy shit.
Obviously not.
Well, I was a little excited. I'll shut up now. At least I'm not asleep. But, you know, I was afraid that Kishu brought me on the air and I was snoring last night.
Happens to the best of us. Don't worry about it.
So that was
Nashville. You didn't snore, but it was so funny because we knew you passed out. We were just laughing.
I was so tired.
But you didn't snore. If you were to snore, that would
I didn't hear
crazy.
Anything. I didn't hear you snore or anything.
Yeah, it was nothing. Yeah.
It was complete dead silence. And you were called in, like, when I turned on the switchboard and fired up the whole show, you were already on the board at, like
I was
five
the first one to call in.
Yeah, like
I was,
before the show started. You were already on there.
And I told my kids, I said, you're going to sleep, and Mom's going on this radio show. And I was tired as hell. I was in the middle of, if you know where Sherman Oaks, California is.
Can I ask you a favor? Every once in a while, can you throw in something just a little bit dirty, like just something kind of sexy, dirty, and then just like right in the middle of the sentence where it doesn't even belong?
No. I want to know why you were arrested. I don't think we ever found out why you got the cops called on you twice in one night.
I got cops called
on me twice in one night, and I got cops called on me again the second night.
What for?
Well, as I tell everybody, disorderly conduct.
Oh, come on. You're in Vincent the Bay, and you're going to give us that kind of bullshit
That's actually what they told me. That's actually what they told me, disorderly conduct. I laughed so hard.
You cannot be laughing
while you're about to be arrested.
Did you scream Vincent the Bay for life when they handcuffed you?
No, I said Vincent the Kirk. Vince is a jerk. Vince. Now, let's just say I got a little animated and confronted them big time, and the cops
left. By animated, do you mean plastered?
No, that's what made me so mad, is I hadn't had anything to drink. I was just so tired from being on the road for 15 days. And
that will do it to you, man. I don't know. She might not be bullshitting. That will do it to you.
Well, okay, all right.
And
I said,
okay, bring the cops in. Let's do it. Let's do a breathalyzer. Let's do everything. Because I hadn't had one thing. I was just so fucking tired. I said, bring the fuckers in. And the cops kept circling, but they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, it turns out cops don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't like it when they're wrong, do they?
Well,
Okie dokie, guys. You know what? We're gonna take a break from Melissa Chit Chat, and I'm gonna bring on Kingdom here. Kingdom here is here now. She's calling from Singapore, and she's got an amazing story to share with us. Kingdom here, I'm gonna bring you on now. Go ahead, honey. Say hello to everybody and tell us your story.
Hello, everyone. Well, I just want to say that my lab is Ninja, because in year 2007, I'm staying in north of Singapore, and people have been invading my house every night when I sleep to violate me. And I was put on pornography website unwillingly because they chloroform gas me. The chloroform gas is a form of gas that is very suggestive. So they instructed me on what to do, and I didn't know what I did, and my eyes were open. So my eyes were open, and I was doing what they instructed me to do, and I was put on pornography website without my consent. And
wait,
what's
the website? Can you tell us the website?
Well, I didn't know, because 2 weeks later after I was put up there, an acquaintance I met in school told me that, how come you're on pornography website? Then I asked him, can you please direct me to it? But he said that he was so haughty, he was saying that I'm not going to direct you to it. So I know that someone saw it, someone that knows me saw it, but the thing is, I never could get to it because, you know, when I watched this, I tried going to this kind of website to look for it, but I vomited. So from then on, I don't go to this sort of website anymore. It's not that I don't want to look for evidence, but it's just that looking for this sort of website is not my character.
Your English is great, by the way.
Thank you. Because in Singapore, we are made to learn English as first language in school. But
yeah, everybody's mixed with English people.
But what I want to say is that I had a feeling, very strong feeling today, that tonight, because now is afternoon around 3-something, let's see what's the time now, about 3:55 p.m., and I had a very strong feeling that tonight they would try using chloroform gas again, because the last two nights I didn't sleep during the night, and I was using Skype to talk to someone on Doc Talk Radio, and so they were not very happy, so I had a feeling that they would try to use chloroform gas tonight, and I had a very strong feeling that my life is in danger. So I just want to say I'm so glad meeting all of you here in Block Talk Radio, and thank you Wings in the Bay and Cosmo and Stubby and every one of you here and Kishu. So I'm just saying I love you guys.
Why is your life in danger?
Yeah, don't die.
Because they're going to use chloroform gas. This sort of gas is toxic. It's a toxic
who's
gas.
Gonna, wait, first of all, who's going to use gas and why are they doing... Wait, how do you know they're doing this to you? And if you know they keep coming at you, why don't you go somewhere else? Live somewhere else?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying I did try escaping twice to... I went to a rental place in Tampines, which is east of Singapore last year. And these people made me go to Institute of Mental Health. I've been... since the police has been bribed, and this group of people keep instigating my parents to bring me to Institute of Mental Health. So I've been there ever since 2007 for 6 times till this year. I have no choice. I need to protect the people around me, so I need to be admitted into Institute of Mental Health. And while I was inside the hospital itself, the nurses and doctors have all been bribed, and they allowed men to come in to violate me during the night after I'd taken the medicine. And then the doctor was telling me, you know, this is an illusion. It's just that you're imagining it, but I know I'm not. I just want to say that the police has been bribed. I've sent a letter to the Chief Justice Chan Sek-kyung on 12th of July this month. But the thing is, you know, even I sent a letter to Chief Justice, the things are not improving, because during the night I could hear the motorcycles, the cars, all coming to my car park, coming near my house, below my house, waiting for me to sleep, and comes in, you know. So I'm just saying, no way out.
Write this shit off, because this shit happens all the time. It happened to me for 2 years. 2 years they did that to me. And they would come into my backyard, and they would screw up and leave signals in my backyard. They would come into the break into the back door of my house. I'm not kidding you.
Melissa, we all know that the only thing in your backyard is tree frogs.
Or what?
I'm so sorry, Kingdom here. But what I want to say is I'm not the only girl that's happening to me this way. And in Singapore, I'm not the only girl. And this is a very good injustice that's been done. And I really hope that someone, the UN or the US, can
good
authorities
luck
can hear about it.
I want you to email me, please. Please email me, Melissa.
I can't email you. They
Melissa
even monitor my computer and my phone right now.
Jesus Christ,
you're moderating
this goddamn show.
They're monitoring this goddamn show. It doesn't matter. The feds are already on. Already know about me, so it does. You're safe here anyway, or you're not.
No, no. What I meant is my site. The people on my site is monitoring my computer, monitoring my phone. Even I tried sending email to some hosts in Rock Talk Radio. They say that I never get your email. Where's your email? You know, that kind of thing. Even though I tried sending email out, like I tried going to the library and use the wireless. Those people knew that what my plan was. Then actually went to the library and switched off the wireless in the whole library so that I couldn't send email out. No matter where I go, they know where I be. They know what's my next plan. That's why I'm at home.
What's that,
Vince? I gotta go, man. This is giving me a friggin' this is giving me a panic attack, dude. I gotta get off the line.
All right, thanks, FRD. Thanks for coming through, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Later, guys.
Vince, I just want to say one thing. I tried to on the road. After I got on the road, I'm only able to do this on the iPhone, and so I can't see a chat room or anything like that. And I went to sign in on Blog Talk Radio, and it said, "Hello, Melissa Hopkins. Here's your password," and it had it in neon lights and was flashing at me.
What?
Hey. Yeah. Same problem. Getting ready to cut out too, man.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming through.
No,
Fred
Sanford, stay online.
Fred Sanford was with us for the first hour. Yeah, all of our guests from the first hour are cutting out now. It looks like FRD's hitting the road. Now it looks like Fred Sanford. Hey, Fred Sanford, do you want to plug anything before you get out of here?
I just want to let everybody know that this is the big one. Lamont.
Yeah,
Uncle Fred.
God, I know that Rilo, you big dummy.
That was great. That was awesome.
That was pretty fucking bad, dude. Thank you, Fred. Fred Sanford, and representing Junkyard America. Good times.
Later, Fred.
Good times.
All right, hey, Vince.
Yo.
I feel like I might have been a little insensitive to our Singaporean friend, but I kind of got the feeling
Kingdom
we're being
here.
Trolled.
Her name's Kingdom. She goes by Kingdom here, and she's still on the line.
Oh.
Yes, I'm still here.
I just kind of get the feeling that we're being trolled. Just kind of. Just from recent experience.
No, I'm not trolling you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm not trolling you. This is what is happening to me. It's my life. That's why I'm seeking help by calling into radio shows or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. I don't want to be insensitive. That's why I just wanted to make sure.
Ben, have you read?
I just
wanted
to say that.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
I have read, yes.
Oh, you've read a book? I'm really impressed. No, have you read lately?
No, I've read things in general. I'm reading right now as we speak.
Oh, you're a generalist, but good at nothing.
I'm a master of all jack and a trade of nothing.
So you're not good at anything. Someone asked me to talk sexy. That's the best I can do.
Yeah, they got off.
Well. We're trying to give Kingdom here some advice on her.
Yeah, career. Yeah. Let's talk about her situation. If this is legit, we need to focus on this. Maybe give it a little good advice.
So these people are antagonizing you. It doesn't matter where you go, they track you anywhere, right? Is that right? Am I correct?
Yes, they track me everywhere. No matter where I go, they were following me.
Wait. Who are they?
Lots of people. People that know.
Are they? Officials? Are they just random civilians? Are they soldiers?
Some are officials, some are random civilians.
Can you give us a little better sense of your situation? I mean, I don't really understand it.
Bilderberg.
As to
why? The thing is, it's a lot of people. And even my bank account, like when I tried to apply for American Green Card, my bank account is UOB, United Overseas Bank, and my it's a debit card, and that account has been blocked. Because I tried to apply for a green card, they know I'm applying for a green card in America to be an American citizen, American green card, they blocked my account. So that's the proof there, you know.
Well, hey, if your story is legit, I will marry.
Yes, my story is legit.
No, I will marry you so you can get U.S. citizenship, and then we never have to see each other again. I mean, problem solved, right?
Yeah.
All right, there
is
we
you
go.
Cute?
No, not at all.
God. I knew a girl in Singapore like a year ago that I talked to online that her story was very similar. She was It was like a gang members, though, that were harassing her and forcing her and her sister into making pornographic films and stuff like that. And her story ended up, like, blowing up, and it was, like, on the news and stuff where it was, like, this huge
okay.
ring, these guys that she liked. They somehow escaped them, and they you know, like, had enough proof.
Kishu, you are so right. Kishu,
yeah,
you are so right. You are so right. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I know on Blog Talk Radio right now, but I do know of several specific government-funded programs. Do not write this woman off. It happens in the United States as well. I've heard it firsthand several times, and I've talked
to
people.
All right, let's talk
about
it.
I've talked to people
who
have been in the program, who have actually been a part of the program. It is very real. It is very real.
And how do they get out of it? I mean. Or do they just get stuck in it? I mean, can they not get away?
Well, most of them
it's very, it's very hard
away.
Too.
And that was
very
the situation with this girl, and just somehow she escaped. Her sister was killed. She did not, you know, her sister didn't get out of it. Her sister was murdered.
They do.
I mean, this was a few years ago, and they was like, I mean, like I said, it was like, you know, in the news and stuff where the girl had escaped and like just kind of like busted the whole crew. And put them all in jail, and you know.
Well, here's a story that we do know that's in the news in the last couple of days, and that is finally the anonymous. Several 16 of the top anonymous people got caught.
It wasn't 16 of the top. It was 16 random people that had downloaded the low orbit ion cannon.
I know a little bit more about this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And they're on track with this. What I'm saying about this is that this is a very complicated situation because I think the government is involved in this, and I think the UN is actually involved in this. So I'm not sure, you know, they're not releasing names. We don't know where they're being held.
Guantanamo Bay, probably.
And there's a reason... probably. There's a reason for it. And they're about to arrest people in Australia, New Zealand, England, and in Asia.
Okay,
but
what about the story about the 13-year-old kid where the feds charged into his house all because he had the LOIC on his computer?
Vince?
Yeah,
that's Kingdom here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Vince? Guys, hang on. Go ahead, Kingdom here, go ahead.
I just want to say that my phone credit is running low, but I just want to say that what I'm saying is the truth. I'm not trolling, and if I don't fear for my life and I have no way out, I wouldn't be calling to your show and seek help this way. I really hope that the authorities in U.S. or whoever can hear it and can really help me. So I my phone is running low, the credit, so I need to go. But I just want to say I love you guys.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
Kingdom here. I appreciate it. We love
yeah.
you, too. And
hey,
good
okay.
luck. Keep you safe.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Can
there
I,
she goes.
Can I just say something real quick
go
about
ahead.
This?
Go
I
ahead.
I won't go long.
Go ahead,
Melissa.
Follow
but if
up.
You
I know,
follow...
I know you will.
If
go ahead.
You, okay. All right. Well, you just cut me off anytime you want to, honey. But the hacking story about the Rupert Murdoch and the news organizations, and we know it's happened all over Europe, and now they think they've found 15 more people at Fox News now that they're investigating that's done the same thing. I was listening to a Blog Talk Radio show on the phone while I was driving today, and he said he worked for Rupert Murdoch for 5 years, and he did the same thing, and this was 15 years ago.
Wait, this guy didn't give his name, did he?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but he was Australian, as is Murdoch, and the two top people that were arrested in England for doing the phone tapping of 9/11 victims and of underage girl rape victims.
Now, was that victims? Is that plural? Or was it only that one case?
This is plural, but they're all connected. But the guy that got caught first, suddenly he showed up dead. And then today his wife and his daughter showed up dead.
Wait, are you talking about O'Hare? Is that his name?
I can't remember his name. That could
be it. Was his first name Sean?
That's not it. No, that's not it. No, that's not it.
Okay,
no.
Well, what about him and Fox News? Did you see the Fox News reports about O'Hare dying? They repeated the phrase "nothing suspicious" like 14 times.
No, I literally had no cell reception for about 10 hours today. So, no, I did not hear that. No, this guy
just go
from England.
The Fox News report on it, and it's almost incriminating, like to Rupert Murdoch.
Well, three people died in England. Three people died in England. The guy that from News of the World died,
How did he die?
They won't give any details on it.
See, that's
his wife dies and his
suspicious.
Daughter dies today.
His daughter? How old was his daughter?
She was young. She was like 16.
Oh, my God. And see,
yeah, and I didn't know about the Fox News guy.
Yeah, no one's gonna get in trouble for that. I can't see anyone doing jail time for that happening.
See, this is why I think the government's in on it. I'm too afraid to say too much because I know too much, and it's a big reason why I left DC.
It's scary.
I know too much. I know too much. I know too much about
it. All
right,
well, I heard what I thought may have been a fake story, but as it was described to me, that's kind of what happened to Kennedy. Is he, this lady that knew him really well was talking to one of her friends and said that she was afraid for him because he was going to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later.
Oh, no, I could tell you the most freakish stories about Kennedy.
Apparently he was buying acid from Mexico in the months before the assassination. And
I don't know anything about that, but I do know.
Well, that story sounded fake. I'm not.
I do know a lot about Lee Harvey Oswald, and I do know a lot of about the CIA connections with the Kennedy family, and the brothers were at odds, Robert and JFK. And they were killed. It is both why they were killed.
And all this time, Osama bin Laden, you know, he gets to work for the CIA. And then we act like we don't know where he is. The government's definitely in on it. I have to agree with you.
Osama bin Laden died 8 years ago, but
wait,
who was? Yes, he died 8 years ago. who was cooperating though for a long time before we invaded was
the videos. The videos changed a lot. It didn't look like the same guy, but I don't know if he's been dead for 8 years or not.
Yeah, he's been dead for about 8 years.
I mean, I wouldn't
years.
Be surprised. He had kidney failure in 89.
Just trust me on this one. Just trust me on this one.
All right.
He's been dead for about 8 years.
Vince, do you have any input?
Just think about this one. I don't give a shit what your political views are. But why is it that Osama bin Laden, all of a sudden, after all these years, gets killed in this massive raid the day after Barack Obama releases his fake birth certificate? I don't give a shit what your politics are.
Well, speaking of politics, let's talk about politics for a second. We're on the verge of getting assassinated here, so let's change the subject a little. Let's talk about the party system, maybe. Like, why do we? It's more like a team system. Like, you're either for this team or that team, and it's nothing about Team America. It's about Democrats want themselves to win and Republicans want themselves to win, and it has nothing to do with progress and it has nothing to do with moving forward as a country.
You are absolutely correct. I've worked in politics for the last 25 years in D.C., and you're absolutely correct. It's a big reason why I left. One thing that I would highly suggest all of your audience members to do is to go, one, to be a part of BTR, two, to go to telldc.com, sign up. It's for free.
I don't want to sign up. I don't want to be on the government's hit list. I'm already too close to that already.
No, I've been working on this for 12 years. This is totally secure. This is something that I help run.
All right, wait. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Telldc.com. And what we do is that we have the people, as soon as we get literally only 25 people per congressman, 50 people per senator, and 100 people per president, sign up and say they want an answer to a question.
Do I need to sign up? Do I need to make an account?
Why aren't you passing the debt ceiling, or why aren't you passing the balanced budget amendment, or whatever your issue is? Why are we having, why are we being groped in the TSA at the airport? Anything, any issue you want.
Okay, I'm at your website.
Yeah, you have to sign up to really get into it. So
okay, but do you care? Does it matter if I use a fake name?
No, it doesn't matter at all.
Okay, good.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
But do I have to confirm my email address?
You have to confirm your zip code.
Whoa.
That's the only thing you have to do.
Whoa.
Is because
I'm not comfortable with that.
All right, kids, you're boring the balls off me. Boring the fucking balls off me.
Oh, come on.
You have balls, Ben? How big are they?
You would have known had you stopped in San Francisco. If you stopped in San Francisco, you would have found out.
Yeah,
Vince, if you
want to
make that call, just put us on the
screen.
I'm going to
be there in August.
One at a time, please. One at a time. Go ahead.
When in August are you going to be in San Francisco, Melissa Hopkins? I want to make sure.
It seems like the first
week. Can
you be there with me, Keishu?
What?
I think it's the first week in August. Can you be there with me, Keishu?
Okay. You're good. No, I don't get there till the 11th. So.
Okay.
You're good. You can
well,
have yourself
I'm not
week.
Sure I want to see the size of Vince's balls, but if he wants to tell me, that's fine.
No, seriously, I think that would be awesome. You and Vince are, like, so much closer than age, so. Yeah. How about it?
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk politics all the time and get in huge arguments back and forth that will go around and around in circles and get nowhere. Kind of like we do on the radio every night. And you know what? It's time to transition here. I want to give a shout out to my chat room chit chatters. It looks like we have some fruit balls in the building. Bobo and his crew are in there pinking it up in the chat room. And here, just for that. I think we're going to take a little fruit bowl break here. You want to join us? 347-826-7667 is the number. It's the second half of the show is sponsored by Fruit Loops. Everybody, pink up your font. Let's get down and make some money and get glamorous and hopefully we'll have fame and money. Whatever. This is for you, Ghost.
In pursuit of all values other than money, success, fame, glamour, has either been discredited or destroyed. Money, success, fame, glamour. For we are living in the age of the thing. Money, success, fame, glamour. Money, success, fame, glamour. Money,
what a train wreck that was. Yikes. I unfortunately got into the studio extremely late and wasn't able to queue up any of that shit. But I did queue up your money, success, fame, glamour for all the Fruit Bowl lovers in the chat room. Good for you guys. Good looking out. So, anywho, we got a little over a half hour left to go before we shut her down. But I'm still here with Blunts No Joints, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, and now it looks like we have our good friend Wild Goose here with us on the panel as well. What's up, Wild Goose?
Oh, hey, Vince. Nothing much. Just chilling out, you know. Pretty bored.
Oh, I'm still... Am I... What?
Yeah, you're totally live, Melissa.
Are you...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was texting.
Five Alive, baby. You're drunk texting?
I was
texting? Melissa, you are a party. You, in and of yourself, are a party.
Well, I was giving a very sexy text, actually.
I bet. Wow.
I was talking to Vince, you're in Keisha, you're in arts and music.
Arts and crafts. Arts and crafts.
They are in art.
More the crafts.
Someone
was Keisha's
asking
more the arts,
me.
I'm more the crafts.
Are you
on
camera
right
now, Melissa?
I do lots of crafting.
Melissa, are you on
camera?
He's actually very true.
Someone was asking me my all-time favorite film, and I said it was The Lover. Have you ever seen The Lover movie?
Well, no, I have not. Please.
Well, Vince, you're closer to my age, so you might remember this, but it was, it won the Cannes Film Festival Award, and it was an Academy Award winning, I'm sorry, nominated film about 18 years ago, and it was the semi-autobiography of the famous French writer of Duras, and it was narrated by Jean Moreau, one of the most famous French actresses ever. And
oh, we have Raoul Duke. We have Raoul Duke in the chat room. Shouts out to Raoul Duke. Great chit-chat name. Great chit-chat name for that person in there. Just notice that. Good times. All right, continue, Melissa.
Anyway, it's one of the best films ever. It is my favorite film ever. One, it is one of the most.
All right,
effective.
Goose, are you a Desert Rose operative? What the hell's going on?
I'm
timeout.
What?
Goose.
What are you talking about?
Goose is in.
What?
Okay, Goose is on timeout. Goose is now in the penalty box. 2 minutes for spamming Desert Rose's show. 2 minutes, Goose, for spamming Desert Rose's show. What's your problem, Kishu? What? I pulled a Debbie Daly. No, Debbie Daly would have banned him from the chat room. I just put him on timeout.
Yeah. What's
wrong, Jenna? Like, he's still on the switchboard. I didn't dump him. He's just 2 minutes. 2 minutes for spamming Desert Rose's show. It's. Oh. Okay. Okay. Bobo wants to get in on the game. No. I'm equal opportunity. I happen to be Bobo. Yeah. There you go. You're 2 minutes.
Hey,
I happen to be Bobo.
Me and Bobo are
going to
hang out this weekend. What do you think about that?
Well, have fun. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be cool.
I hope you guys make little Kishu Bobo, Kishu Bobo babies.
I thought you wanted to make Kishu and Vince babies. What happened to that?
Oh, Jesus. Now he's spamming me on goddamn Skype. Kingdom here.
What happened to our babies,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad Kingdom here got to get her message out. She was very anxious, and
don't change the subject.
I'm so glad I can see the chat room.
Yeah, well, there's not much to see. There's only a couple of people in there, and they're not really saying much other than I happen to be Bobo, who's now out of the. Wait, wait a second. I have now back out of the penalty box. Wild Goose just vacated the premises. Obviously, he went to, what's her
Ed.
Name? Show? Desert Rose.
Ed.
Yeah.
Stop ignoring me.
Oh, who's the other show?
What
happened to our babies, Vince?
What babies?
We were going to make babies. You wanted to make babies. What happened?
Yeah, Kishu was needing some babies. I know what that's like.
Yeah, I want like 30 children.
Are you kidding me? She's got a baby, and she's taking care of a couple of other ones. I mean, she's got the kids on lockdown. I think she's doing okay. I don't think she needs any
more. Yeah, I want 30, okay? I need 27 more, dude.
God. Well, why don't you have one of your little hacker boyfriends fornicate with you and create one for you?
I probably will.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
I hope that works out. I hope that works out for you.
God. Dude, am I going to come to the Bay and you're going to like kick me out?
Well, with
yeah.
this attitude,
you're
maybe.
Not,
yeah, yeah,
baby. Very...
With this attitude, maybe I will. Maybe I fucking will.
Okay, well, I'll just do as most I can.
Yes, you're not being very kind to Kishu right now. I'm not liking it.
Oh, she's not being very, very kind to me. All she's been coming on here is just telling me how boring and lame I am.
Oh,
it's like, well, then go somewhere else.
She's so bad.
Well, no, she's asking for babies.
I don't have any babies. I'm sorry. Fresh out of babies. Fresh out of babies.
The balls are small.
Oh, you know what I do have though? I have a caller calling in now from area code 931. Let's see who this is. I have a feeling who this is. Caller, you're on the air, 931.
Hello, Vincent. Day is old Brutus, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, old Brutus.
Oh no, not him. Not him. I can't stand this guy.
Oh, that's not why. I definitely want old Brutus' baby.
Old Brutus is badass. Dude, you gotta respect him. He is, at the very least, I mean, he's been through some traumatic experience. You're still in the hospital,
okay,
maybe right?
I'm getting the wrong guy. Maybe I'm understanding the wrong guy.
Old Brutus is the guy that has been in the hospital with a collapsed lung.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking totally. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Melissa, yeah. I have a question for you. Aren't you married?
Sure.
You're married.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So do you and your husband like have an open relationship or just a bad relationship?
We are...
No, like, I'm not trying to be like, you know, offensive at all because I've been there before.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, we're totally, totally honest with each other. You could not meet a nicer man than my husband. He is just totally strong and big. He's quiet, but if you mess with him, you're dead. So,
well, I guess what I'm asking is he's okay with him. Like, you know, earlier you said you were sending a sexy text message. You know what I mean? Like, he's cool with all that stuff?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Earlier you were talking about you were sending a sexy text message, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, but it was one of my artistic friends, and he lets me have my artistic friends because he's not artistic at all in that sense. So...
that's cool. Yeah,
someone was asking me about my favorite film and why, and it is The Lover, and it is one of the sexiest movies I have ever seen, and it's so historically important because it's like I was saying, it's a semi-biography of Marguerite Duras, one of the most famous French writers. And she grew up in French Vietnam. So the film is both sexy, unbelievably sexy, but at the same time talks about the imperialism of the French in Vietnam, as well as the discrimination against the Chinese. I mean, there are so many political undertones to this film that it's brilliant. At the same time, one of the most sexiest films I've ever seen. And at the same time, talking about dysfunctional families. So it's a very complicated film. So it mesmerizes you at every level, which is what a film should do. And they don't make films like this anymore. And it's only 18 years old, but it seems like it was made yesterday. I mean, you would watch it today and you would not think, oh, geez, shit, that was made 18 years ago. No, you would think it was made last year. It's that good. Think of it as Born Identity without the special effects, if that makes any sense. And then add a lot more sex.
Okay. Hey, Vince, are you jelly? Because apparently people think that I'm trying to make you jelly. Are you jelly?
No, I'm not jelly. Why would I be jelly?
I didn't think so. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Blunt.
Are you jelly or jealous?
Hey, oh,
I didn't get that.
Can you give me a second here? I'm trying to bring Blunt's no joints back on. What?
He can do whatever he wants with his, you know, Shaniqua and Laquifa or whatever the fuck her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my hacker boys.
Lakeisha.
And one journalist and, you know, Bobo.
Hey, you're so young, Kishu.
That's so true.
Vince obviously is not ready to commit. That's very clear. So go with what gets you the best offer. What I say. From a woman with some experience, go with the best offer.
Craigslist. You make me roll so hard. I'm so tired, guys. I keep falling asleep.
At least you didn't sleep through the entire show like I did last night.
Well, the last 4 days, I've been babysitting 3 kids. And, you know, it's just been 6 o'clock in the morning. I get up. I don't go to bed till 3 or 4, you know. So I'm so exhausted by the time I get to this point. I'm just ready to crash. But I love you.
Well, there is nothing.
I'm a little
boring,
but I'm not that boring. I mean, there's been a
you're never boring, Kishu. You're never boring. Give me a freaking break.
Apparently, everybody says it's boring.
It's Vance who gets bored too easily and cuts people off right in the middle when they're saying something brilliant.
This is very true. Everything I say is brilliant.
I think he's put us in the green room.
No, you're still alive.
Oh, awesome.
Everybody
so,
go watch The Lover.
Brilliant. Old Brutus, baby.
You will totally
jack
off.
Yeah, hey,
off.
Is old Brutus in the house? All
you
I can
totally
hear is Melissa.
Jack off if you watch you will totally jack off if you watch The Lover.
Oh, my God. Okay. Vince, is
in
old
the
Brutus
best
in the
of
house?
Ways,
or is it just Melissa?
Brutus. Are you alive?
Yes,
I do try to take over, don't I?
No, you
Melissa
do
does
take
try
over.
To take over.
No,
you don't
here.
Try.
Okay,
you succeed.
Okay, everybody, be quiet.
No, Brutus is here. Yes.
Brutus.
All right, I'm confused. Why did he call in? All I've heard is Melissa. I was going to get off the show, and then my nigga called in, but all I've heard is Melissa talking. No, no disrespect, Melissa, but you do talk a lot.
She does. I was eating a snack, though.
Shut up. He's trying to speak, and the guy keeps talking over him. He's fucked up on pain pills, you know. He's a, you know, little
I can't hear you. Well, I can't hear you, old Brutus. You got to unmute your... I think you're muted or something, because I don't hear you.
I'm not muted.
I'm not muted. I am being a low talker. Sometimes it hurts to talk, and I don't like to talk.
Oh, you know what? I was
going to
ask you... tell us about Yao Ming. What the hell is it? He's got like 500 screws in his left testicle, and he can't play any basketball anymore.
Oh wow, is that what it is? I know that he had been injured so many times that he just can't play anymore. But I knew nothing of the man's testicles. 500 screws in one testicle, huh? Well, what's that say for the other one? 100 screws each.
No, I was just bringing that up because I read your your in-depth analysis of his retirement on the Chronicle SU. The coverage was amazing.
Quitter. Big baby quitter.
It's 28. It's 26 screws in his left foot.
Knows that all.
26 screws inserted to his left foot.
Wow.
So he's retired at age 30.
Hey, Brutus, I'm a little genuinely butthurt from earlier.
Let's see, is this Gio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been butthurt by the Chronicler before, but that was a little, little sphincter going on.
There are numerous butthurt forms.
Attempting to write an article, and I didn't sit around while you wrote that whole article because I was in so much pain. I just had to lay my head down.
Oh, I didn't expect you to, but just shutting it off, that was a dig move.
I didn't shut it off. I don't have any control over that shit.
That wasn't you?
No, I just disconnected. I couldn't reconnect, so I laid down.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind then. My butthurt's gone.
Topiary actually came in and shut off our first pirate pad. Topiary came in and linked, but he used his LulzSec Twitter to link, a couple hundred thousand people to our pirate pad at one time, and it crashed the whole pirate pad server.
Yeah, I was there when that happened. That was intense.
If I don't have GChat, I don't have Facebook. It was the only way I had to communicate with my Chronicle people. So it shattered communications, Topiary.
Well, I was talking to you on Skype when it happened, remember? I screen tapped that picture.
You were talking to me.
Did they give you a morphine drip yet? Because I think that they should give you a morphine drip. Because those pills are obviously not killing the pain.
No shit they aren't, and they're not doing anything for me anymore. All they do now is give me a headache because they're narcotics.
Smoke a joint. That's all you got to do.
I got to call the hospital.
Went in the hospital. And yeah, exactly. It's a class song, seriously.
Don't act like weed is illegal, all right?
Well, collapsed lung, dude. Smoke is not good for that, I'm sure.
Good point. Weed cookies, there's hash brownies, there's hash everything these days. And plus it releases a different chemical other than just the THC that has a different psychoactive effect. I can't remember what it's called.
It's not a
I think I'm just going to fly down there and just, like, shoot you up with some heroin and just run away really fast. And you'll
just
feel
get me addicted to some shit.
Oh, God. I can
show me.
For you. I mean, I hate being in the hospital. It's the worst thing ever.
It's not been that
pain
bad.
Pain
because
is,
it's worked.
Well, pain is bad.
Well, it's usually, it's supposed to be, like, a lot worse than it is, but it's fucking... These drugs are starting to wear off, and it gets pretty real. That pain is fucking real.
I don't think those pills get that strong unless you're going to, like, rock the set. And those, even with the type of pain that you're in, are still not strong enough. You need to be, liquid opiate drip, like morphine or something like that.
I would like something like... Percocets are basically just a synthetic lab-produced morphine that they can control the power of it.
That's bullshit.
What up to that? They're going to come in and give
it's
me those odds to show that I'd be dilaudid or something.
Yeah, I think
dilaudid's the best, man. That was my shit, dude. Oh,
does it
my
make
God.
You high again?
Oh, my God. The highest I've ever
it's
been
bad,
in my entire life. I literally felt like I was in the clouds. It was nuts.
Oh, no shit.
Because the morphine was, at a certain point, the morphine just wasn't working. And they're like, okay, let's bump him up to dilaudid. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is the shit here, brother. But even that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. Whatever they put you on, you'll get immune to it pretty quick. so you need more and more and more, and they wean you off it quick. They should know what, well, at least when I was on it, they knew what they were doing. They weaned me off it pretty fast, actually. Eventually, you just have to get used to the pain, unfortunately.
You know, if you're not on it over, like, 2 weeks, weaning off of it is really nothing. I mean, you might get, like, a little uncomfortable for the first day, but it's really nothing. But, like, anything over 2 weeks, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to get, like, cold and hot sweats and, like, withdrawal symptoms. You know, where you're going to get the shakes and you're going to, you know, feel like you're freaking crawling out of your skin pretty much.
You'll
be fine. You haven't been in the hospital that long. And you've been taking the, you know, Percocet, so you're going to be fine. But so it's really, I can't, I'm like, you know, just appalled that they're not giving you morphine. They're giving you even, you know, something better than fucking Percocet.
Yeah, well, at first the Percocets really did the trick, but now all they do is give you a headache. I'm going to have to get the Dilaudid. The woman was just in here talking to me, and she asked me what my pain level was and walked away. Damn it.
Oh, God.
It's the Podunk Hospital, man.
Beautiful. Yeah, you are here. You are here.
I'm trying to talk.
What?
I'm trying to talk. It's hard for me.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
What?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'll chime in if I don't have to cut anybody off. I'll chime in.
Oh, I'm you.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Melissa. Good times.
Well,
good.
Maybe I didn't hear a specific question.
No, there was no specific question. You hadn't chimed in a while, so I didn't know if you passed out again. I was just checking.
No, I'm wide awake tonight. Thank you.
All right. Good.
I actually
just what do you drink?
I cannot have. I like white California Russian River Chardonnay. If I can't have that, I don't have anything.
Oh. I was always curious what you drink.
It sounds like you
have a lot. What?
You probably have a lot of it, don't you? You have like if you were to open up your cellar right now, you could go in there and just live on for years and years.
Well, you probably don't know my story, but this is my 16th day on the road across the country. I have been literally exhausted. So I haven't even had time to find a good Russian River Chardonnay. That was the one reason why I got the cops called on me. Almost arrested.
You pulled a drive through with a bottle of scotch, right?
I hate scotch. Living off of a really bad hotel room and a 14-hour drive.
Okie dokie.
So, I've been exhausted. Once I get to Oregon, which is tomorrow, and get to sleep at my brother's house for 3 days, I might break out the Chardonnay from the California Russian River Valley. And
the good stuff, top shelf, good stuff.
And then pass out for real.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got about 12 minutes to go, and let's go to this call here. We got a caller from area code 702. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, it's Bill Wagoner. How you doing?
Yeah, Bill Wagoner in the building.
Bill
Wagoner. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Hey,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, the final boss of the internet is here, Bill Wagoner, a special surprise appearance. Bill, it's good to have you here. What's going down in the hometown with you, brother?
Oh, just getting ready to go to Los Angeles on Friday, be there on Friday, start up the new company. The multimillion-dollar freaking empire starts next week, and we're on.
Hey, man, why don't didn't I stay a couple of days in L.A.? I just left L.A. today. I just left Beverly Hills this morning. Why did you tell me you were going to stay a couple of days?
Is that going to happen?
So wait, hang on. Debbie Daly, one at a time.
What's this Debbie Daly stuff I'm hearing? All this crazy nonsense. What's this story?
Oh,
what did
I don't
I do
know,
now?
I have no clue. What are they saying?
Debbie should call in.
I'm hearing all this craziness stuff. I'm doing my thing, just being an honest American, working his butt off and doing his thing, and I'm hearing all these nasty, disgusting things from this woman or whatever it is.
Wow,
which
that's
is
not
trying
cool.
Trying to get ratings by just yapping my name every second. I mean, can't the person, you know, hey, come on, you know, if I hear the word Bill Wagoner, you know, every 10 seconds, like, God dang, man, geez, old Pete's, what is it, that addicting to repeat that word? Is it like Prozac? What the fuck?
She was actually saying you had said some horrible things to her, Bill.
Oh, you know what? I did tell her to go hang herself because she needs to go hang herself. Freaking, not literally, but just hang herself off BTR.
Oh, I heard
hang
her
herself
say,
off.
Yeah, I heard her, her,
the radio.
Her like mocking you like this.
The American ass. Here we go on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's what
Bill
I like, gentlemen.
American badass. So, hey, hey, yeah. Tough shit, sweetheart.
Bill Wagner, why in the fuck why do you hate her? Why?
I don't hate anybody, actually, and you're pretty wasted, honey, but I don't hate anybody.
Actually.
I don't hate anybody, actually. I'm pretty cool with just about everybody. The only thing I can't stand are just thieves.
Bad shit about her name. And
but
that
isn't
like,
her name, first of all. That's not her real name. So it's a pseudonym. It's a synonym. What do you want to call it?
Y'all know who you're talking about, so don't fuck with
that's good. Well, okay, you can you know, talk like a, you know, keep drinking that wine, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? How much tonight? How many bottles there, babe?
Can you explain this to him, please?
Explain what? You're a wino tonight, I guess. I don't know what you normally drink, but I didn't know it was, unless you've already been, have you always drank wine?
Yeah, Ben, fuck you.
You know, I've been in the strip clubs for all those years.
I have been 16 days on the road, driving my children.
16 days.
You've been on vacation, motherfucker. What I want to know, Melissa, is how did you find room in the car for the kids' clothes after you loaded up 12 cases of wine?
Hey, Melissa, how you doing? I apologize. It's Melissa, the nice Melissa, I think. Right? This is the Melissa with some talent, right? Melissa, you still haven't reached out to me.
Reach out
to me on Skype or something. Say hi sometime. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You
should call into her show one of these times. She always does like debates on politics. She does like a crossfire thing. It'll be like one person from the left, one person from the right, and they'll debate some shit. You could easily do that, Bill. You'd kill it, man.
Thanks, brother. I said I'm out of time. I told Debbie Daly, sorry. I said, look, I said to her, I guess I got under her skin. I said I'm going to come back on and be doing a full-time show on her time slot and smashing her ratings into the ground. I mean, maybe that's upsetting her. I don't know. Jesus, crammy, man. What's the big deal?
Oh, wow. The wagon is going to gonna go back on the air full-time again?
Full-time.
You heard it here first.
Full time.
Exclusive. The BTR exclusive right here.
I love doing radio. It's great. It's fun. I have a lot of good guests. I'm doing the right things. I had one of the biggest audiences on this damn network. It was great. And so, hey, bring it on. But I just haven't had time. But obviously she has, and other people have been yapping about me. I don't even talk to these people.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Melissa.
Exactly what you do for a living. I know all about you. You know nothing about me.
Okay, well, you know, one of these days, if you ever reach out, I'll know about you, won't I?
Well,
you don't know everything about me.
I've got a validated email list.
Okay, so do I. I have about 300 of those.
Validated
email addresses by
Zip. How many do you have?
And congressional district.
Okay, so how many do you have?
It's up to about 275 million.
Wow, nice. Well, okay. How much money do you make then? You must be making some serious bank.
Less than 3%. How's that?
We're on the network.
Okay, so what, you're pulling down about what? About $10 million a month? Is that what you're making down?
Well, my business is making most of it. I'm making 20% of that.
$20 million a month is what you're making?
What?
Well, if you're saying some legitimate quotes, you're going to definitely need to come work under our wing because whatever you're making now, we can double it. So,
the American
get it on the wagon,
here
baby.
Lock Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right, ladies.
Let's talk, Bill.
What always surprises me, Melissa, is that you defend Debbie in spite of the fact that she has said some really horrible, hurtful things about you being an unfit mother and a drunkard. And I will never understand why you defend her.
Well, I went on to her show tonight, and she explained a lot of it why. And I laughed my fucking ass off. And I needed to laugh my fucking ass off because I've been on the road for 16 days.
16 days.
Hop on Netflix and watch Family Guy or The American Dad, and you'll have some really good laughs.
I had to watch Family Guy tonight. Yes.
I mean, God, if I could laugh at Debbie Daly, I mean, Jesus, grab me. My own children, God dang, I can't even stand listening to 5 minutes and they just puke. I mean, I mean, that's not a real show. I'm sorry.
The car is packed to the gills, and I have a 9, 10, 11-year-old boy packed.
Well, that's great.
Now we
rock and roll.
It is rock and roll, man. We spent the best time in Nashville. You missed the best part of the show earlier. I'm not going to repeat myself. You will listen to the archives.
Thank you. 16 days on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So what
Thanks.
Was Debbie's explanation for trolling you?
No, but it's a fabulous time. How often do you get to spend not only I'm about to get to my destination in 6 hours tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I have 17 days on the road and then spend the entire summer in Oregon. And I'm from D.C.
Yes, but no offense, but yuck.
The People's Republic of Oregon.
No kidding. Called Roger Fredenberg country. Ugh.
Tell him I'm a big-time conservative. I don't say Republican.
Oh yeah, she's a conservative. You guys would line up probably pretty good politically.
I wouldn't say I'm conservative. I'm just an American, you know. Hey, you know, I just believe in
never
freedom.
Off our back and let us do what we do best.
Yeah. All right, let's bring out. Cool. Hang on, guys. We got 3 minutes to go. Let's bring out Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Hey,
what's
I heard the great Bill Wagner was on the line. I think that's pretty cool.
That's
I haven't
right.
actually
spoken
to you.
The internet.
How you doing, man?
Internet.
I've heard your name
Good,
around
bro.
Before.
You what's again?
I said I heard your name around before. I'm pretty sure. <I'm laughs>
Yeah, me too. Too many times.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, funny enough, it wasn't on BTR. It was on spamhouse.org. If you go to Roxo in the listings, file number 606. He's number 10 on the list. He is one
of
the
proud of that one.
The number he's in the top
proud of it.
Spammers. He's number 10.
I love it. I love
he's
him.
A
I love those guys.
In front of Congress about spamming and having anti-spam laws when, in fact, he is actually one of the number one spammers in the world.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
That's a record. I posted it in chat. Check it out. That's good stuff.
Check it out. You're a tough guy, aren't you? Well, listen, Wild Goose Chase. So, what do you do for a living? What do you do? Do a blog, play?
It's
your little Wild Goose.
Oh, cool. Check it out.
Blogging, little punk ass.
Good times. Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's been a great time. Shouts out to Frat Red Dragon, Blunts Not Joints, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Kingdom Here, Wild Goose, Warthog 117, Brutus, of course Kishu, and Bill Wagner. My God, that was amazing. Bill Wagner and Wild Goose are actually still going at it in the green room. I had to cut them off because I had to get the fuck out. I got to get out of here. The show's over. Thanks for coming through, everybody.
Continue the green room, crying out loud.
You want to go in the green room? All right, here, I'll just bring him back on. You know, we're going to get out of here.
Something against gays.
Thanks, Vince.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
Later, Vince.
Good times. Thanks. Until next time, peace
Vince
out.
To the curb.
You.
Vince
all right, brother.
To the curb.